It's the night before Halloween. And you know what really scares me? No, it isn't witches and wizards, ghosts and devils, or even zombies and vampires. No, in the real world, some living people give me the frights. This is John Mill, and for Halloween, I watched once again the film that nearly gave me nightmares. No, it wasn't The Exorcist. It wasn't the homophilic, sadomasochistic The Passion of the Christ. It wasn't even Jesus Camp, although I admit that came close to keeping my eyes wide open at night. No, the film that gave me the willies was Frailty, the 2002 film with Matthew McConaughey and Powers Booth, and starring its director Bill Paxton, every one of them a Texan. The story begins when the peaceful yet troubled character played by McConaughey introduces himself as Fenton Meeks to FBI agent Doyle, played by Booth, and claims to know the identity of the God's Hand serial killer Doyle has been tracking. There follow extended flashbacks as Meeks relates to Doyle how, when he and his brother were preteens, his father, played by Paxton, was visited by an angel who gave him a list and a mission to destroy these demons masquerading as human beings. Only Dad could see the demons inside the humans. And the tool of Dad's trade? An axe, plus a single-minded faith in his mission. But Fenton Meeks didn't share his father's faith, and as punishment for his skepticism, Dad raises his hand to his son, but instead of striking Fenton, Dad forces him to dig a pit under the garage, then confines him there until Fenton hears from God. If all this rank child abuse sounds like unrealistic Hollywood hype, bear in mind that in the year before, 2001, Andrea Yates believed she was possessed by the devil and that only by drowning her children could she save them. The film Frailty carries the point to its logically perverse end. If you believe God speaks to you, how can you disobey him? And since Dad and only Dad sees the true demons, we're left wondering, if God indeed speaks to mankind, then he might be right after all. No matter how immoral your actions may seem to someone who didn't experience the visions, if it is God's will, it can't be immoral. As film critic Roger Ebert wrote in his review of Frailty, "Heaven protect us from people who believe they can impose their will on us in this world because of what they think they know about the next." Yet with all due respect to Mr. Ebert, from religious fanatics, whether they be a crazed Jim Jones or a comparatively sane Pat Robertson, protection will not come from the sky. So, happy Halloween, and don't worry about Freddy until you've seen Frailty. This is John Mill.